This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Breaking news on June 13th. 4 out of 5 U.S. truckers have said they will refuse to deliver to cities where the Democrat leaders have defunded or abolished police. And you can't blame them, can you? You can't blame them. God bless the truckers of America. This is Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me today. I'm the Health Ranger, founder of Brighteon.com, also publisher of NaturalNews.com, all banned because we speak the whole truth on every subject imaginable. And the truth today is that the Democrats are turning their own cities into holes of collapse. And who's going to want to drive a truck into a Democrat-run city that's actually been surrendered to Black Lives Matter terrorists who are running downtown Seattle now with a warlord dictator running around threatening people with firearms because the police have backed down. The mayor has surrendered to Black Lives Matter. The governor of the state has surrendered. Oh, and by the way, there are over 100 U.S. corporations, prominent corporations, that are actively funding terrorist groups in America. Those corporations are Walmart, Amazon, Audible.com, you know, Netflix. It's just every corporation imaginable. They're donating money to Black Lives Matter. It's this form of weird white guilt virtue signaling where they have to give money to black terrorist groups in order to feel okay. I mean, things are so twisted and so insane at this point, I don't even know what to say. But practically every big corporation in America is giving money to Black Lives Matter terrorists who have seized control over 6 city blocks of downtown Seattle. They seized control using explosives and firearms. They have armed guards at their borders now. They say you are leaving the United States of America when you enter their Capitol Hill autonomous zone called CHAZ. They have their own rule of law. They can beat you and kill you if they suspect you of stealing anything. They claim to be sovereign and have no jurisdiction under U.S. law, right? So they claim to be their own country. These are terrorist groups. Oh, and by the way, Bikers for Trump have now said they're going to take back Seattle on July 4th, which I think is the best news I've heard all week. So Bikers for Trump, heck yeah, we support you. Take back Seattle. And by the way, just as a side note, in America, we don't negotiate with terrorists. What do we do with terrorists? Oh, we shoot them. That's what we do in America. So there's no point in negotiating with a terrorist organization like Black Lives Matter that executes police, kills police, calls for violence against white people. I mean, race-based murder is one of the principles, the founding principles of Black Lives Matter. They even kill their own babies. They're all in support of abortion. They love killing their own black babies, not just white people and cops. I mean, they even love killing black cops. So when they say Black Lives Matter, they're lying to you, of course. Black cops' lives don't matter to them, do they? No, they want to kill cops, even black cops and black babies and white people. They are terrorists. And my advice to the Bikers for Trump is just remember, we don't negotiate with terrorists in America. And I don't think they're planning on negotiating with terrorists. And hey, if the police have all backed down, then I guess it's just up to the citizens to take their country back, isn't it? So we're starting to see more and more people rising up like armed patriots defending statues, you know, because the radical left is trying to destroy history, this cultural revolution they're trying to pull off. They're trying to tear down the statues. And even when they kill each other with the falling statues, that seems to have already happened. They want to destroy history so badly that they're tearing down the statues. So armed American citizens are defending the statues. This is what's going to happen. We're going to have to defend our cities. We're going to have to defend our statues. We're going to have to defend our museums of American history because the radical lunatic left is a bunch of violent, racist terrorists, and they deserve what's coming to them. And, you know, what's coming to them? Well, I guess you can figure it out. But it's not bootlicking. You know, the American people aren't going to lick the boots of Black Lives Matter any longer. I mean, yeah, maybe a few liberals will. A few, you know, pussified, snowflaked out liberal white people living in Seattle and Portland and Los Angeles. But the rest of America is not going to bow down and lick the boots of these murderous, bigoted, racist, Black Lives Matter terrorist groups that are now themselves organizing around their own warlord, who, by the way, made a bunch of homophobic tweets in the past. So I guess the alt-left has a problem now. They can't figure out if their terrorist warlord is a good guy or a bad guy because he said something against gays in the past. And, you know, they're just going to eat their own. They're just going to eat each other to death because everybody's made some kind of tweet that could have been offensive to somebody, you know, at some point, especially in the snowflake crybully culture that we now live in. So it's just incredible. But getting back to the main point of this podcast, the truckers have decided they're not going to deliver loads to the cities where the police have been defunded. And of course, you can't blame them because as the supplies start to dwindle in these cities, because Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization and they're taking over everything. So, you know, burning down local businesses and looting all the grocery stores and the Walmarts and the Target stores, just totally decimating all the retail stores. Well, guess what? There's nothing left to loot. At some point, all the food has been looted, all the products have been looted, all the toilet paper has been looted. And so the retailers need trucks to come in and kind of restock shelves. But what truck driver is going to be stupid enough to even attempt that when it's a lawless, shithole third world country now in Seattle or Portland or Los Angeles or wherever the Black Lives Matter terrorists are trying to set up an operations base? Who's going to drive a truck when your truck is likely to be hijacked and looted, and you as the driver are likely to be yanked out of your truck and beaten on the streets or just killed by Black Lives Matter? So if you're a truck driver, and again, God thank the truck drivers of America. Without them, our cities would have already been plunged into chaos. But if you're a truck driver, you're already working long hours. You're doing long-haul trucking. You're away from home, away from your family. You're missing holidays. You're sacrificing big time for America. And, you know, you're dealing with a surveillance police state government tracking system that tells you when you can and can't work and how much you have to sleep and this and that. And on top of that, you're supposed to risk your life and go into some kind of a war zone set up by lunatic left-wing terrorist organizations like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, funded by Walmart, just so you can deliver more goods to Walmart? Hell no. At that point, you're going to say, screw Walmart. If you're a trucker, you're just going to either refuse to take the load, or when you get to the border, just park the truck and walk away, man, because it's insane. See, the collapse of the rule of law, which is what Democrats actively want. They are anarchists. They are terrorists. And U.S. corporations actively want this too, even when it hurts themselves. Even when Walmart's stores are looted by Black Lives Matter, they give money to Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're funding the very people that are looting their own stores. That's how insane the corporations are in America now. But they still want to do it. But at some point, the whole system collapses because there's no rule of law. So you get no food delivered. You get no fuel. You get no toilet paper, consumer goods, no medicine, no pharmaceuticals. You know, UPS stops delivering, FedEx stops delivering, US mail, all of them. They stop delivering, the commercial trucks stop running. Guess what you end up with? You end up with basically Somalia. You know, like Minneapolis will collapse into a third world Somalia-like, you know, war zone that probably makes Ilhan Omar feel right at home. It's very familiar to her. And she's been trying to recreate her homeland in Minneapolis through collapse and terrorism and radical Islamic extremism and, you know, terror cells and everything else. That's why she supports Black Lives Matter, because it's a bunch of terrorists who are very familiar to her, very similar to the radical Islamic terrorists. But the innocent victims in all this are the people who live in these cities that are being seized by Black Lives Matter, and the local mayor and the local police are backing down, surrendering, and basically saying that, well, you're on your own. It's a giant F you from the mayor of Seattle, forgot her name, but you know, she's a lunatic left-wing bag. And she's just basically said, well, if you live in these six blocks, and there's, I think, 500 houses or, you know, dwellings in that area, she's basically saying, well, yeah, even though you paid all this tax money, property taxes, to the city for city services, and you know, even though you expect to dial 911 and have a police response, we've decided that there will be no police response. We've decided that you get no city services. We've decided to just surrender this city to a bunch of radical left-wing Black Lives terrorists, and which is exactly what they've done. And so the people who live there, many of whom are Black people, by the way, who don't want any part of this, they don't want to be part of some terrorist group. They just want to be left alone, you know? Now, they are getting raped and looted and shaken down through Black Lives Matter extortion schemes that's going door to door and telling the local businesses there, you got to pay us $500 each for protection money. And if you have a residence there, you're probably raped or looted or threatened or robbed. And of course, these people trying to call 911 and there's no response. I wonder why. Because Seattle has surrendered part of its city to terrorist organizations, i.e. Black Lives Matter. That's what's happening in America right now. So when the trucks stop, guess what else? Then, oh man, then there's going to be a food collapse. Then the grocery store shelves are empty. Then the food stamps have nothing left to buy. And at that point, the desperation of the Black terrorist groups is going to reach a whole new high as they end up having to just loot all the residential houses there to try to steal all their food out of their cupboards and their refrigerators so they can feed themselves. And this is what's coming. A total collapse of Seattle into a third world war zone run by Democrats, policed by warlords, Black Lives terrorist warlords, and supported by American corporations like Amazon and Netflix and Google and Facebook and all of them. All the usual virtue signaling corporations are funding these terrorist organizations, which brings me to my conclusion here, which is that not only should Trump send in the feds, I mean, this whole problem can be solved with about 8 snipers. That's all it's going to take. 8 snipers, maybe only a couple of snipers with, you know, some time and enough rounds. You can solve this whole problem with snipers. Very easy to solve. But you also got to arrest the CEOs of the corporations that are funding the terrorism. Because if you're funding terrorism in America, you are also complicit in the crimes of those terrorists. So the correct answer in all of this is to arrest the corporate CEOs, seize the bank accounts of the corporations that are funding terrorism, shoot the terrorists with federal snipers, restore the rule of law in Seattle so that the people of Seattle can have a restoration of a grocery supply line, you know, and fuel and medicine, and also the rule of law where they can call 911 and have some kind of a police response. This is the correct answer. So again, seizing the funds, shooting the terrorists, restoring the rule of law. This is what has to happen in Seattle. And anywhere that these left-wing terrorists attempt this, they should be shot on sight by law enforcement. If you try to carry out a terrorist act of seizing, you know, a city or even just part of a city, you deserve to be shot. And that's what needs to happen in America. We need to restore the rule of law or we will have no rule of law. Kind of makes sense, right? Restore it or you don't have it. So there's a lot of things coming for America and we all need to get prepared. And those of you who live in cities, I hope you understand that your cities are being sacrificed by Democrats and turned into war zones on purpose so that they can try to blame Trump for the chaos. So they are willing to sacrifice your safety in order to blame Trump. That's how evil they are. And those Democrat mayors and governors who are complicit with the terrorists, they should be arrested and prosecuted for their complicity in the terrorism as well. They are, in fact, aiding and abetting terrorist operations in the United States of America. And it's time to arrest them. And it's time to charge them with sedition or treason, aiding and abetting terrorists, whatever the appropriate charges are, send them away for the rest of their lives in a prison system. You know, after you shoot the terrorists, you arrest those who funded them and you send them to prison. That's the correct response. So I tell you what, support Bikers for Trump and support Trump's efforts to put down this terrorist uprising, this violent terror operation in Seattle so that we can restore freedom and liberty in America. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighttown.com and naturalnews.com.